this chef used to hunt his own duck. And what he did is, you know, he would take all the lead out after. He's like, this is terrible, right? You know, for the shot.
Oh,
you know,
the duck shot?
The bird shot, yeah. So what he did is he got like sea salt and peppercorns and packed that into the shotgun shell. So he just pre-season as he's shooting them, right?
That's genius.
Put some herbs in there.
Thank you for tuning in to the Austin All Day Podcast. Happy New Year. I am Jason Powers, and we are here with Troy Vance from Thanks for Eating and none other than the great folks from Austin Rotisserie. Before we get into it, a quick word from our sponsors. Meridian Hive is a hard honey that brings real joy with each and every sip. No strings attached, no fake stuff, and it's pure honey with real fruit. You can try the honey, the blackberry, the lemon, the peach, the tropical, and my personal favorite is the cherry. They also have a new Skinny Bee lineup for those of you into the new year, new me thing. What would an Austin All Day Podcast be without Ranch Rider spirits? I don't know, pretty sad. I'm happy to say that Ranch Rider has made it to my hometown and stomping grounds of Chicago. They are spreading like wildfire. You can try the original Ranch Water, the Buck, the Tequila Paloma, the Chilton, and for a limited time, the Jalapeno. Ranch Rider spirits are the official beverage of the Austin All Day Podcast. Thank you, Ranch Rider. And now, from the official hangover cure to the Austin All Day Podcast, Rambler Sparkling Water. At Rambler, they set out to build a truly responsible water company. It starts by using only sustainable sources and making them better through a sincere focus on quality filtration techniques. But the commitment to conservation can't stop there. That's why they partner with the programs like American Rivers and Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation at the local level across the country to help preserve natural areas in our backyard and yours. Rambler Sparkling Water, the official hangover cure to the Austin All Day Podcast. If you haven't tried their new energy drink, it is made from Yaupon tea. Yaupon tea is good for your soul, delicious, and will bring a light pick-me-up to your day. Please go try those out. Look for them anywhere locally here in Austin, Texas. Thank you, Rambler Sparkling Water, and let's get into this with Austin Rotisserie.
Welcome. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. We have Austin Rotisserie in the house today. Welcome to the Austin All Day Podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.
And Sophie.
Yes.
And Eric. And what's y'all's last name again?
Nathal.
Nathal.
Allard.
Allard, that's right.
We haven't changed her name yet. It's it's going to happen soon.
Anyways.
Well, welcome to the pod. And I was at the fairgrounds earlier. But when we were talking about doing this, you were at like the far out?
Yeah.
Is that right?
We've been around, actually. This is, I think, our fourth location, right? We started...
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we started by Cosmic. That was our first location.
Yeah, our first location was at the Infinite Monkey Theorem when it was by Cosmic, mm-hmm. you know, next to Crux. And we started there as a pop-up. We had literally had a tent. We had extension cords, coolers. We had to break it down every single day. We had the machine bolted outside, you know, to cover it up. And from there, we moved with them to the east side. Then after the pandemic, you know, the Infinite Monkey Theorem and the Buzz Mill on the east side, they closed, like, right away pretty much. And then we ended up at the Far Out, which we loved and still love going there. But, you know, we had the opportunity in September to open up at the fairground.
And where is the fairground located?
It's right on Congress Avenue in downtown, 111 Congress Avenue.
Boom. Go check it out.
So is that like considered a brick and mortar? Would that be?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a walk-in fridge. We have a full kitchen. We have a back kitchen area. So, I mean, it's not what you would consider like a sit-down restaurant. It's more like a elevated food hall.
Yeah.
Like a more like a communal space.
Yeah.
Kinda.
It's cool. It's a classy food hall.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Like, the design and everything is cool. It's a good feel.
Yeah, we're very happy there. And I think it's a great transition. I never really wanted a full-fledged on restaurant, you know. So I think it's kind of a happy medium. And, you know, we're at the right time, right place.
Right. And then I just have to mention the bread I ate today was so good. And like Troy was telling me, I guess maybe what he knew about it.
Where do y'all get the bread?
We export it from France now. We used to work with a local bakery owned by this amazing French couple.
Yeah.
That have a French bakery at Bee Cave called Baguette et Chocolat.
Okay.
And say that again.
Baguette et Chocolat. Ooh. Baguette et Chocolat. Austin Rotisserie.
Here we go.
But they're awesome, dude. If anyone likes or misses the flavors of like a true French bakery, I highly recommend people to go there. It's over Bee Cave by the Galleria. And we used to pick up our bread there every morning before work. So out of all the stops that we have to do for the rotisserie, we would stop there. But our volume got pretty crazy. And so we had to find a plan B. And our baker was the one to put us in touch with this company that would export the dough from France, and we just bake it in-house. But yeah, so, that was a bit of a shit show at the beginning because I'm not a baker.
No, but he was great because he got the dough. He got the dough. He tested it for with his ovens on his own, and he's like, you know what? I found the right one for it. So he was really a big part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I love these people, man.
And we were capped out of the daily amount of baguettes that we could get from them. So
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's worked itself out just fine.
So what did you have today?
I had soup. It was like 11 a.m. We were like waiting outside before it opened. Because I think you're open actually before for like delivery, right?
Maybe for pre-ordering.
Pre-ordering.
On Bebot, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But we were just hanging out. My buddy Zach and I. Oh, I love that. But yeah, so I had that and the French baguette. It was great.
He didn't get any chicken.
Well, I appreciate that.
I did not get chicken.
Well, next time.
But I took pictures.
Yeah, there we go.
That's funny. Awesome. That soup, it's the only soup we have right now. And I think like a couple weeks ago, there was a bridge tournament at the Marriott Hotel. A lot of, people that are into bridge. Bit of an older crowd.
Who isn't?
Bit of an older crowd. And it was chaos when we sold out of soup. For the lunch special. Right. No, it was anarchy.
To bring your dentures.
But yeah, I had to go, 86 of soup. And it was like, what? What's going on? I'm like, there's no more soup. And it was chaos. Yeah. They were really upset.
Yeah, it was delicious. So why rotisserie? Like, why chicken?
Like, how do we start there?
Yeah, why?
The idea?
Just like it wasn't here. Like,
well, it's kind of a story that... I'll let her start.
I knew it was going to do that.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. I could see him like...
I felt like something was up there. Y'all were communicating. There.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain because it was really spontaneous on how we started the concept. But Eric and I were talking about rotisserie chicken, and I was just telling him that in France, rotisserie chicken is a huge thing, and that, you just walk in the shop and there's just like rotisserie chickens all over the place, and they have these like delicious potatoes at the bottom cooked under the drippings, and the wrapping with the bit of paper and the cord, and how it's just so true to Paris where I grew up. It's all around France, but any true French will recognize that wrapping, the serving of potatoes with it. And I was also telling Eric how I just miss French comfort food, and I haven't been able to really truly find something that was as close as French comfort food in the U.S.
Especially not now. Well, you can't go back. That's exactly what I was getting at, yeah.
But also, like, French food in America is just seen as, like, something very upscale and very expensive. It's not.
Right.
It's a lot of stews and butter and bread and, like, that's just flour. That's just simple stuff. So anyways, and Eric happened to have an amazing talent for food, and I was like, dude, you got to get into the food. So one thing led to another, and he's like, dude, why don't we do this rotisserie thing? Okay. Why don't we...
All right.
Think about it. And he's like, can you picture the chickens, the chook, 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 chook? I'm like, okay. You have a whole different vision. But yeah, the machine will be there. The machine will be there.
I think for me, the biggest thing was the way she spoke about, her walking home from school in Paris with her mother and picking out a chicken and just the memories that I brought up. For me, it was my dad in Mexico. Like on a Sunday, he'll be watching soccer and he'll bring a rotisserie as well. And instead of baguette, it was tortillas, and salsas. Yeah. And for me, it was like a small luxury as a child, like a whole bird, mm-hmm. And, my background is also marketing and I love food. And I'm like, I like to touch on that feeling, So I want to hopefully
it's nostalgia.
Or hopefully building nostalgia for somebody years from now. You know, hey, remember my dad used to get that rotisserie on Sunday, or a family, whatever it is. That's really what I want to hit on. I'm not trained professionally whatsoever. I just love to cook and self-taught. You know,
but he's really good at it. Yeah. Like he'll cook you stuff that you're like, what the? Like it's so good. There's so much flavor into what he does, and like every time we would have people over and Eric would start cooking, I was like, that's it, this is what you gotta do. Like he looks like Ratatouille, you know, and it's like
but very messy,
and like he has a whole playlist of music, and like it's just the whole ambiance and flavors and smells.
What's the playlist? Is it on Spotify?
We do have the Austin Rotisserie playlist.
Yeah. It's a PG-rated version.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I have my own cooking playlist too.
Yeah.
Put it on, I'm in the zone.
Anything from like John Coltrane to Cannibal Corpse.
French old 80s music.
But you have to love, like, you're listening to what she's saying and you're like, oh, I completely relate. There's like a language there, right? Yeah. And it has nothing to do with like whether it's whatever cuisine it is. It's like how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. And another thing for us was, you know, you go to, I think, Miami. We met in Miami, you know, and I think our second, third day, we're like, you know what?
We got to hear this story. That's where it starts.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the punchline, or was that how it gets going?
I was already moving to Austin. You know, I've been in Miami for a long time. I kind of got tired of it. You know, it's a beautiful city, but I needed a change. I came to Austin for work a couple times, and I'm like, I'm moving, you know, and I could work remotely at that point.
This was recently.
Six years ago.
Okay.
But I was working for a corporate company. I was able to relocate to Austin to work remotely. So I'm like, you know, I'm gonna keep my head down and just move to Austin and don't get into trouble in the next like 3 months and just go. You know, I don't want to meet any Miami girls. I want to just get out. And then she came along, you know.
I was the Miami girl.
French Miami girls, you know, that's what they say.
He thought I was Russian when he met me, but well, we met on Bumble, which is really cool.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's nice. But the rotisserie thing.
One of our first, maybe second or third date, we went to, I think, the Whole Foods in Miami. We got a rotisserie chicken. And she got, I think, a baguette. And I got butter. And I got tortillas and salsa. And I'm like, what a stereotype we are. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how it started. Moved to Austin. We got married. Super, I think like 4 months into it, which is crazy. But, you know, when you know, you know.
Hey, you're
know.
Here. Sure. It worked out.
And, you know, from that point, I think it was New Year's Eve in Austin. We were in an apartment on the balcony. And that's when we were really like, hey, we should do it, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And then I bought the machine. It was in the garage for like months, you know, even while I had my job. And then like one day I just quit. Like, I just got to go for it.
Yeah.
But
How many chickens can you do on that machine?
Well, the one in the food truck, I could probably do about 35 every 90 minutes.
Okay.
And the one at the fairground, probably around 25 every 90 minutes.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah, the thing's beautiful. It's mesmerizing just to watch it.
That's the French one, which is very, very nice, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, you were pushing more volume off the truck.
In terms of... that's how much I can make. But no, I'd rather make it all at once.
Our volume increased crazy at the location.
Like how much percentage?
Like crazy.
Like 50%?
Well, we're finally starting to get like a good analysis on our first quarter. Is that how you said the first 3 months?
Yeah.
It's a good way to like see, and like we obviously like we can see our numbers constantly rising, but also now we can get like a top three of our sales. And dude, the amount of chickens we make a day is ridiculous. We're constantly making chickens. Like at the truck, we probably make half of that a day. I would probably think less than that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So what's the estimation on chickens per day now?
I would say around 50.
50.
You know, we sell some. We shred. You know, always shredding chicken. You know,
for the sandwiches, all that.
And we don't like to make them all at once. You know, just always have some going.
Oh yeah.
You know, like consistently every half an hour is a new batch until about 8 p.m. Maybe 8:30 is the last one.
And we also sell a lot of our sandwiches. We're really known for our sandwiches, too. So, no, man, we're doing really good at that location. I'm so happy we did it.
Yeah.
But we missed the food truck a little bit.
Yeah.
But,
and,
but the food truck is still around, right?
It's
we had to temporarily
close it. Yeah. And storage, I think now we finally got, you know, a little bit more in the know-how of what we're doing. So I'm like, yeah, it's time now. And it will be hopefully in South Austin again. And hopefully with the same guys. So, we'll, but yeah, that's yeah, that's a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
And then we have both locations on Congress somewhere along the line, right?
Yeah,
that's yeah, awesome. That'd be really cool.
I do have to say that though, you know, ladies first with like it's not tortillas on the menu, right? So
no,
so that happened, but I think it worked out very well. It was very good bread.
We thank did you have tacos before.
You did,
yeah, we did.
And we started,
and
well, like
and they have salsa too, though. Well, what's the sauce that you make? The green sauce?
We have a salsa verde. So,
yeah. Oh my god, that sauce.
And that's like a Peruvian-inspired sauce. It's like Peruvian rotisserie chicken in Miami. I used to live in downtown next to a little hole in the wall Peruvian place. And one day we did Peruvian chickens in the truck just like for fun. And we made that sauce and I just kept it.
Oh, yeah.
I can taste it. I'm getting all nostalgic. I'm getting all nostalgic thinking about the taste.
I like that sauce.
What is that on? Like, you had that.
It's on, like, what's the salad and stuff?
No.
It's on the side with the chicken.
Oh, it's on the side.
Yeah, because I did my sandwich in it, and I didn't know if, like, yeah.
I mean, so you do what you
like
want.
It's like a fusion, then, right?
It's good.
Like, if you really wanted to break it down.
Yeah.
It's a fusion. It's not a fusion, but the sauces are not traditional. That's right. It.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that. We found the perfect word on the description for calling it, you know, French comfort food with an Austin flair. I think you yeah, said it that way because there in certain items that we have, you can see the marriage of Eric and I. So like, yeah, the sauces, for example, the house roti sauce is a mayo base, which is what we use a lot in France, sure, a part of butter. And Eric's sauce became a hit. So yeah, we did it one time on a special because we love to do specials. Whenever we get inspired, we're like, hey, let's put this on the menu. And so that day we came up with that Peruvian chicken and that green sauce was so good. We're like, we need to keep this in the menu. It's too good.
Right.
And people are like, no, I don't want your French sauce. I want Eric's sauce. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
there's the balance, right?
Yeah, there's the balance. So
but
yeah,
we made a choice to discontinue tacos. A lot of people were upset about it for a couple of reasons. It's a food truck, and I just kind of want to focus on a couple of things. It's an extra thing, you know. I'm very particular with tortillas. It's got to be warm. It can't be lukewarm, you know. So it was like...
It's got to be toasted a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to bubble up.
You know it.
But also branding. I told you, there's so many taco trucks in Austin, and they're really good ones. So I go, let's focus. Let's not dilute the brand and just be the only French comfort food. There's no place in Austin doing real rotisserie, which a lot of people don't know. They ask me, well, what's French about it? The word is French. The process is French. It was invented in Paris, like in the Middle Ages, like I think the 1500s, you know? So the whole thing is French, you know?
So where do you get... So they have rotisserie birds at like HEB.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I was like, where else do you get a rotisserie?
There's a lot. Like, there's a lot of
are
places.
Are there really?
In the 90s, like the whole supermarket rotisserie thing blew up.
Mm-hmm. So what? So if you go, if we run to HEB and we bring that home, how is that stack up? Okay, forget I said HEB.
No, I don't. I personally think that HEB chickens are really good. It's just a whole different thing. The way our chickens take about 24 hours to get ready. There's a brine process. There's a seasoning process. Yeah. Our rotisserie, our machines are very, very different. We work with Rotisol, which is a typical French machine. So the spits are different. The way we tied it is different. You know, Eric has this amazing technique that we also do in France where you get really like the breasts to pop out to get that extra seasoning, extra flavor. The brine will help to get a lot of extra moist. So like there's a lot of work into it. But I don't discriminate, you know, that rotisserie chicken from HEB. I used to have it. I used to get it from Whole Foods as well.
Whole Foods, they do a good job.
I think they all do a good job. I think from my understanding, what happens that they use this as rotisserie chickens is that at some point they're not going to be able to use those chickens. So when they're about to be bad, they're going to use them. Right. They're still really good. I mean, they're not poisonous or anything. Sure. And it's a grocery store. They have a way higher volume.
Yeah. They're not poisonous.
They're not poison, you guys. Not saying
And we used to get chicken all the time.
All the time.
In Miami, here, it's just easy. When you go food shopping, like, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Let's do that.
And we include, like, we're providing an experience behind it. So see it that way. I think, you know, having the traditional side of potatoes, the sauces that come with it, everything's made from scratch with so much love. And so it's not just the chicken itself. But, yeah, it'll be a little bit different. It'll be tighter. The skin will have a different flavor. Now it's... Since we've started with the rotisserie, I definitely look at all the little rotisserie chickens everywhere I go, like, so differently. Like, there's only one chicken I will never eat, rotisserie chicken in a store. Can I say it or no?
Yeah, sure, why not?
We'll am I going to get in trouble for it?
No. I can edit this.
Can you please? Okay, Costco. I will never get a whole chicken at Costco. These birds look bad. They're too big. They're too big. Yeah, they don't look normal. Our birds are between 3.25, 3.5, which is just this very nice size bird. And friends, they're way smaller. And sometimes people are like, oh, that piece of chicken is small. I'm like, hey, you know what? I already gave you some stuff in the house, but hey, don't discriminate. The skinny chicken is not injected. It's clean sourcing, chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Sourcing, like, chicken, right, is like sometimes you might get something that is like out of a comic book.
It's,
like,
an,
it's huge.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what we might be seeing there, but... It's very, like, what do you guys have? Do you source from somewhere specifically?
Well, that's kind of something that it's an ongoing thing. Yeah, also, you know, keep the price point. So, because, you know, we don't want to charge $40 for a bird. You know what I'm saying? But
we do by weight then, kind of.
We do it by the price. You know, there's a lot of places that do it by weight, like barbecue, you know. No, but we are working right now with a farm, a couple people, a distributor in Nixon, Texas. A mutual friend, he messaged me for Green Pastures.
Oh.
You know, so I think we're going to have a meeting soon.
Good.
Boom, boom. We were just talking about him.
Yeah. Good stuff. It's in the freezer downstairs.
Oh, really?
And D'Artagnan, too. I wanted to work with D'Artagnan. I love their stuff. They're really well known for meat and they're French.
wanted to kind of get into roasting duck. And I'm trying to get geese, but... Nobody has geese. That's like the original rotisserie was geese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think duck would be phenomenal.
Oh, please do that.
I had some duck last night at the Super Thai.
Super Thai, yeah.
By myself.
We went to dinner.
Like a creeper.
I've been thinking about it ever since you said it. I'm like, and yesterday night, she's like, nah. And I was like, I guess I'm going to go by myself.
That's what he did.
I worked the morning. She worked the night. I'm like, I'm hungry. I had a Sapporo.
Okay, well, he needs to know what happened. We went on double dates, and they were craving duck. We went to this Thai place, but... This one managed to make me and his girlfriend go buy the stuff while they went to the bar. We already had a drink before, so we were like, And they're like, you guys go. And he hasn't stopped talking about that Thai place since
the
then.
I'm
like,
crab.
Oh. Go get it. But yeah, the duck thing is stayed in.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's good.
It's a thing. We might go there tonight.
Yeah. There you go. Who knows? Yeah.
That is what you want, though, right?
Yeah.
Have it stick, right?
Yeah.
It's good. So let's talk about where y'all are both from, like, originally. So you said, where in France are you from?
I'm from Paris.
Paris, France?
True Parisian.
Nice.
Does that mean, like, Chicago?
I'm not sure what it means. I would compare it to New York, where it's faster. There's a really strong culture and lots of art and beautiful things, but people are mad. They're mad and they're mean.
There's too many people.
They're so mad. I feel attacked all the time. No, I'm kidding. I love Paris so much. I'm so French. I'm so proud of my flag, but I definitely felt like there was something more for me and I needed a bigger country, so... What's bigger than America, baby? You know, like American.
What's bigger
dream.
Than Texas?
What's bigger than Texas?
Right.
So it's been amazing. I've been in America for about 10 years now, and I moved from Paris to the East Coast. I was working in fashion, and that's after a couple of years. I met Eric, and then he's the one that talked to me about Austin, and I didn't know what Austin was. Mind you, I'm a little French girl in fashion. I don't know much. And he's like, it's the capital of Texas. I mean, mind you, I know London, I know Paris, I know New York, I know fashion. I had no idea what was going on. And I was like, okay, well, I'm let's do it. And obviously I fell in love with Texas so much, way more than I thought. And
you fell in love with Austin.
I fell in love with Austin, but I feel like there's so much more to explore in Texas, and okay. I've never been okay. so excited about exploring
this
more.
Is true.
It's
right.
crazy. There's so much to explore, so man. Yeah, yeah. So much. Massive. It's gorgeous, massive.
Yeah. And you? Me. Where are you from, Mexico?
From Guadalajara, Mexico. So that's the land of mariachi and tequila, you know, the States. I moved to the States when I was 10 years old and moved to South Florida, Boca Raton, then Miami, and then Austin. That's it.
Nice.
But yeah, I came when I was 10. I spoke very little English, but I kind of, at that age, you're a sponge, you know. So after a summer of being in summer camp, I was fluent, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Cool. And y'all, you also speak different languages, right? Sophie, how many do you speak?
Four.
Four languages.
Four? Wow.
Yeah. And then
Damn, I am
just
jealous.
Two.
Just two. That's awesome.
Just yeah. two. And awesome. Then I know some bad words in French or like stop.
Not really bad
leave
words.
Me alone.
Like just leave me alone. Get out of here.
Don't bother me.
So, what you two. English and Spanish?
Yeah, but we speak both in English and Spanish.
I talk to him in French a lot. You know, he gets whenever
do
you I talk
to him.
Speak
Spanish?
I speak Spanish and Portuguese
okay. So
also.
You got, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can't get away with anything.
No.
Nothing.
He does get away with a lot.
I understand French.
But Portuguese, I've heard, is like a beautiful language.
Oh, I love Portuguese so much.
Okay, wow.
So much.
Yeah, so how do you learn Portuguese? Just
well,
how's this all come to be?
I traveled a lot with my mother when I was a kid. Like, we lived a lot, like, in the car, kind of road tripping a lot in Europe. So I learned Portuguese when I was in Portugal. I was 9 years old and went to school for 2 years there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And
that
then,
shows you how different, like, America is.
Oh, man,
like
Portugal
that, we
is...
We wouldn't just, like, travel somewhere and go to
hey,
school.
Hey, but I say that you guys are so... It's a whole different thing because from East Coast to West Coast is a whole different country. Mm-hmm. You know, like, America has so much to give. Like, in Europe, you have all the countries right next to each other, so we can't really take credit for it. You know, it's like a train, 2 hours, you're in London, you know.
Sure.
2 hour flight and you're in Portugal. And so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But learning all these different languages, like Portuguese, how far is Portugal from France?
It's right.
Two hour
train? In the flight, but we would drive there. We took 2 days because we would live in the south. Like
but,
the
but
tip.
You went to school in Portugal.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't do that here. We don't go to California and go, you know what? I don't learn how to surf. Hey, dude.
Unless you're very wealthy. Like,
yeah. Unless you're wealthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you're like, wealthy, yeah.
Go
yeah.
back to Texas, Mom. It's like, I'm going to move towards Alaska right now.
Nice.
All right, no. All
right. Have you been to Alaska?
I have not.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's
so
a bear.
I've never been, but I'm dying to
He's
go.
He's actually upset at you.
I just went hunting this past weekend.
Yeah, I know. I heard. I was very upset.
I mean, he should bring me. I'm upset.
Right?
I want to learn all this, too. I know. I'm out of work with the hunting.
Maybe we start with duck hunting first, right? It's like easier. And I read this article years ago and it stuck with me. This chef used to hunt his own duck. And what he did is, you know, he would take all the lead out after. He's like, this is terrible, right? You know, for the shot.
Oh,
you know,
of the
buck shot.
The bird shot,
bird. Yeah.
So what he did is he got like sea salt and peppercorns and packed that into the shotgun shell. So he just pre-season as he's shooting
awesome.
Them, right?
That's genius.
That's
yeah.
Put some herbs in there.
I feel like that's like a market that we need to
oh, yeah, like
hit.
flavored bullets.
Oh, my God.
Well, like people.
I know.
I'm telling you, people.
So instead of picking out a little, then you leave it in.
That's real.
It's an article. I don't know where or how, but it just stuck to me, you know. And I've never been hunting in my life. So
okay, so yes,
I've never heard about it. He told me this last time, and I was like, dude, that's genius. Like,
yes,
why
yes.
not?
Love this.
It's not my idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's appropriate time for potty talk. Yeah.
Ooh, potty talk. Are you ready?
Yeah,
for this?
I'm ready.
Y'all know what this is, right?
Yeah.
They listen to it. They know.
I'm prepared.
Sponsored by Buc-ee's. Sophie will let you go first.
very excited.
Favorite
about the
bathrooms here in Austin, Texas?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people give me that one, but it has to be Kitty Cohen's for me. Those flamingos, baby.
There we go.
There you
those
go.
Flamingos
cool.
in
yeah.
the background. All those selfies. I mean, I've destroyed that bathroom completely with the selfies.
Right.
But I do love the one at Justine's as well.
Yeah. Justine's.
I mean,
I need to go there. I haven't wanted to go there.
It's Justine's sexy.
There's a whole conversation within itself. How's Justine's doing here?
I love Justine. Yeah, okay. They're my friends.
We're very good friends with them.
There we go.
They're I love them. They're really good people.
Well,
yeah.
I will tell you, thank you for coming on the podcast and not just, you know, like, not wanting to come. I can't get him on here to save my life. He does. He's like, nope, not interested. And I'm like, all right.
But
it's very fitting. I actually, I totally approve of this.
I'll grab him by the hair and bring him here if I have to. I stole his hat last time. Okay, so when the first day we opened or the first week we opened, we were... we went to Alberta Justine's, and he came in, and you put the bottle to kill and tell. They were all, and the Mexicans were all here. Him, my sister, Eric, his sister, his brother. So they were all like, yeah, yeah. And he had, and Pierre had this safari hat, and I was like, I'm gonna have to take that.
Yeah.
And I took it.
Okay.
So I can bring him here.
Bring the hat here, and he will knock it down.
It's such a real safari hat. I don't know how I got to get it, but he's always there, like, usually, like, mostly, like, nighttime. Like, he's very present, and I really respect that. He's awesome, and his wife doesn't.
So how does Justine's compare to, like, a traditional, like, we'll get back to the potty talk.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I feel like I went too far. I should have stayed in the potty talk.
I have to ask.
We'll come back.
How does, like, that compare to, like, somewhere in Paris? Like,
is that true French? Is it, like,
it's not just true French, but...
I knew it.
The level, the quality,
the ambiance.
The ambiance. Yeah.
God, that's so cool.
No, man, everything is so perfectly done and well done. And I actually asked him a few questions, Pierre. I had to ask him all these questions, like, how did it turn into this? And he was just like, you know, I just wanted, like, when he bought that slot, there was nothing there. It was like a long time ago.
Sure.
12 years ago?
12 years ago. And he's like, I just wanted a quiet place where I can put loud music and smoke my cigarettes and nobody gave me shit. And I was like, yeah, that's how we do in France. You know, we just want to smoke your cigarette, blow your smoke and be like, that's what we want to do all day. Smoke our cigarettes, have a good glass of wine, a good piece of bread, some butter. You know, and a very traditional menu. And you brought things that are very simple, very true to the French menu that you can find anywhere in France. And his specials are great. The staff is great. Everyone's beautiful. He's amazing, dude. Like, the commitment he's put into that business. And the thing that he said, which I thought was really cool, is that he just was not expecting that it would become this successful, which makes me like him even more because of that.
Huge.
He's so humble,
people,
man.
People love that. Like, Justine's, it's, dude, like, everybody loves it. Like,
they're so awesome.
Yeah, I remember, like, when it started out and everything in Austin, I was like, man, this is really cool. Like, I really hope this catches on because this is, like, a one-of-a-kind kind of experience.
And it was up until 2 a.m. at that point. Remember, the kitchen closed at 2 a.m.?
And you can go as you are. I love that you don't feel discriminated going there. I feel like it's a really... it's a open-minded version of a French restaurant.
There you go.
Right?
And they have the best steak tartare in Austin.
Yeah, the best steak tartare, for sure.
I need to eat that. All right, back on it. What's your bathroom?
Nickel City. I think it's cool. The whole place just feels like it's old. It's not that old, actually, right? Like, Nickel City is...
No.
But they have the whole feeling that it's old.
Yeah, it feels vintage. It feels like,
And I like that. It reminds me of a bar in South Beach. The oldest bar in South Beach, Miami. It's called, Club Deuce. Club Deuce is like divey bar. Back in the 90s, there was like transvestites, and they could be like a movie star. And one time I saw Johnny Knoxville there on a Sunday midnight, you know, played pool. And it reminds me of that, really. So I love the bar, and I love the bathrooms.
Nice.
And their hot dogs.
What about the smash burger, right? That's good.
I never had it. I just stick to the hot dog, and that's it.
I haven't tried it there either.
We got to get on that. Ooh. But that's Brandon Hunt and Zane, the Via 313 guys.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
cool. I love their stuff so much. Eric likes a very thin crust pizza.
Where do you find that?
The one south, the Via 313. Have you been to the one in Oak Hill?
Yeah, we used to live by there.
Okay, yeah, they do the thin
crust. Oh, yeah, that's true.
They do their bar pizza, they call it. Or
I love their stuff.
Oh, they don't do the bar pizza everywhere?
No. Last time I checked that, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there.
It's funny because, like, I love the Detroit, but, like, my daughter is, like, strictly the thin crust.
Yeah.
The
both.
Right.
How funny.
Yeah, Anna's like thin crust all day. I'm like, well, I'll just get both and I'll eat some of yours.
I'll eat it regardless. I'll eat it, no problem. I'm gonna eat it. I don't know why we're debating. I'll eat it regardless. No,
it's definitely either. And like we're like bleeding into our other segment.
But. Yeah, we are. We've talked about so many restaurants already, but our next segment right now is
what are you eating?
What are you eating?
What am I not eating?
What are you eating? Where are you eating? What are you eating?
We do have our top places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's your go-to spot right now? Like, what's something you want to, you know, let the world know about?
The Thai place.
Thai.
I call it the Thai Thai.
Like, sometimes in a day when I can escape the rotisserie and I have to go buy something at Ace Mart, you know, something that you need. If I have time, I always have my little stops. And Uroko for me is in Springfield, Springdale station, I think, something like that. It's kind of like the fairground. It's a one location. It's got a bunch of different like slots. They have Da Vinci coffee in there, Medici coffee. The guy, all he does is hand rolls. Very simple, like one or two ingredients. And it's the taste, the way that he cuts the fish is phenomenal. Like,
nice.
I took it there
is
once.
Is that the place you took me that's like a food court as well? Oh, my God.
That guy is...
Oh, my God. Wow. We told you guys that last time. It's so good, that's man.
Right. Mm. That's really, really good.
Where is it at?
It's called, Springdale? I think, Springdale area Station. Right there. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's the name of the
the area.
Okay.
Oh, it's awesome. And, you know, it's kind of like our business. Like you walk up, you order, you sit down, you get your beer, and... It's just like he's got a small menu, but everything is like, you know, it's simple, no rolls, no cream cheese, nothing like that. It's just hand rolls, and it's amazing.
And Sophie, what about you? What are you eating?
Well, I think I'd rather talk about my favorite place because with the business, we haven't really had a chance to like go eat out. And like a lot of times it's been like a lot of crap food because we were so tired. Like we finally start cooking again, being home. Whatever. I love Red Ash. I think Red Ash is definitely a top three quality ambiance. Quality.
The smell when you walk in.
I mean, come on, dude. It's so good. Everything they make is on point. There's absolutely nothing to even like change or it's really, really good. I'd say that Red Ash is amazing, but a lot of my go-tos will be tacos, for sure. I love Taco Joint. I'm a big fan of Taco Joint.
Oh, wait, where's Taco Joint?
Taco Joint, I have two locations, one on Riverside in Congress and one in Guadalupe. Oh, yeah. They've been around for quite a minute, and I would love to meet with the owner and get a little bit of mentorship because what they're doing there is amazing. Like
the numbers I'm sure they pull, it's like... But it's all so efficient, you know.
And they have the same. I always notice these things is that they have the same team for years, and that says a lot about the kind of people they are. Apart from bringing consistency.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
I've been to the one on Riverside. It is good.
It's good, but it's it's like Mexicans making Tex-Mex tacos.
I think I got a torta there. Yeah. A torta. Yeah.
Yeah. We did tortas in the food truck once. I did in. Guadalajara, where I'm from.
Torta ahogada?
We do torta ahogada, which is like...
Yeah, I had that. The first time
you had mine?
Uh-huh. First time I ate
it. It was one day we did it.
Yeah, when we were there. Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it was really like with baguettes, and it was a little different, but I remember I was home trying to make the sauce. I'm like, I got it. You know when you taste something, and you're like, it reminds you of what you wanted to accomplish?
Uh-huh.
And I did it, and people loved it. I thought it was going to be weird. It's like a soggy sandwich, you know?
No, it's so bomb. And that's, you know, it's so cool, because like... You know, I was giving you guys shout-outs on here.
Well, actually, I heard
that's
like, they mentioned, how do they know who I am?
Because I started listening to you guys a little over a year ago because of Eric. He was the one that was listening to y'all's podcast all the time.
Nice. Well, thank you, Eric.
No problem. He likes it a lot. He's like, hey, this guy's cool. I should listen to his podcast.
We appreciate that.
He's the intellectual one. I'm all images, and he's the one that will sit, read a book, and like, I need to be outdoors and do three things at once. But anyway, so yeah, one day you guys were talking about us or just mentioned us. Figure out whose podcast it was. I think you guys were hosting. Was it Beer? Austin Beer?
I don't remember. I was walking at HEB by the far out. I had to get like napkins. I don't know. Something like I'm in a hurry. I had my AirPods on and I'm like, what? They just say our place? I'm like, I rewind. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then you send it to me and I was like, yay! It's so nice, man, because it means like we're doing something right. And that's, I think, what keeps this one going is like, get obviously the feedback, but also having people mentioning us randomly. I'm like, that's huge, dude. You know, like starting the way we started and this not being your background, really. We're just serving what we love and we just want to connect with people really through this. And so it was pretty cool that y'all mentioned that.
No, and for me, that like Austin it's a huge food town with like so many talented people, chefs and restaurants, that to even be 3 years, almost 4 years into it, I'm just so humbled by it that people actually, you know, it can be jarring to put yourself out there. You know, it's like if you're an artist, musician, or you're like, making food, like who the hell am I?
Or your podcast, to be
serving people, you know, like, and especially like when you don't have like the background of working in the kitchen or anything like that. And it just means a lot. And like, you know, I think I've always thought of myself as the underdog in this whole thing. And I think that's kind of what kept me going, you know, in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. I mean, it's the place to be, right? To put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And then when it's good, I mean, we all know it's good, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good shit out there. So,
how about you guys? What are some of your top restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
I love that question.
I'm turning the tables.
Well, I was at this Austin Rotisserie earlier. the bread? My God.
Yeah. No.
We covered that already.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to cheat and just go Pete Terry's. Sorry.
Yay!
My daughter's here, so I get the cop out of Pete Terry's.
Oh, I love that.
But like any fast food makes me sick, but Pete Terry's I can eat.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
I love fast food.
Pretty solid.
I can't eat it, but Pete Terry's I can eat.
I can eat all of it.
But Pete Terry's
I'm not proud of it, but I can.
I just feel like I went somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
Like you eat McDonald's and you're like sick for a day.
Yeah. Well, actually, one of our fast food, and it's kind of ironic because we have a rotisserie, is we love Puerto Rico.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like Tarboro. It's different.
We cheat on their business a lot.
Wait, how many locations do they have?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
A lot. They have one in Stasny, one by the food truck, on William Cannon, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So the green salsa is awesome.
Yeah. My eating recommendation is El Alma. I've been eating there lately.
The one in Barton Springs?
So good.
For the signs?
For
the signage? Or
what do you mean?
Don't they put up new signs? Like
no, that's El Arroyo.
Oh, El Arroyo. Yeah, you're thinking of 6th Street or something.
I am.
El Alma's right there
Barton
on
Barton Springs.
That's the one yeah.
Barton Springs? El Alma. Mm-hmm. Don't they?
The Mexican place that you went with your client?
No. I'm trying to
remember. It's like, yeah, there you can sit upstairs, have some margaritas. Yeah. It's like kind of upscale Mexican. It's a little bit more expensive.
I love that place. It's so you know, bomb. I don't go there enough. And it's very close to that Cava bar that I absolutely love. Uh-huh. Once in a while I go there, I'm like, you know what, it's time for a good Cava and chill.
Yeah.
But I love that place. Yeah. I don't know what's about it that's good. So cool.
It's so solid. Everything's great.
Everything's great. Everything's great.
What else? I ate at Salt Traders this past week, too.
The Monday, the oysters.
We had oysters, scallops, and all this.
Nice.
And
it was Justine's so is making bomb. An oyster bar right now.
Oh, you know what I really enjoy? It's one of my little like getaway places at 3 o'clock.
Clark's?
Quality seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's like 25, I don't know, 25 cents for the oysters, or like a dollar. I don't remember, but it's like $2 Modelos. And
at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. 3 to like 6. It's crazy. Oh, wow. I had no idea. I went there like at 2:45. My nephew was here. She's like, are you in a hurry? I'm like, not particularly. Like, why? She's like, if you wait like 5 minutes, everything's your whole bill is going to be like a third. And $2 Modelos. I'm like, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. I wish I lived closer to quality seafood.
Well, I don't live close, like, but so sometimes good. When I'm running around, you know. Yeah,
I know. It's like it's a trek right? up there. No, that's like north.
Airport.
North. Yeah. Yeah. It's up there. It's a good drive.
It's been around for a while.
Quality seafood. What's the other one? On the east side. Am I thinking the same the same place? I don't know. Nothing is far away.
It used to be Monger's or what?
Well, now it's La Barbecue, right?
Yeah, La Barbecue, yeah. But, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, Monger's has moved to, like, where Vino Vino was on, like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Vino Vino doesn't exist anymore.
This guy has bad short-term memory.
By Guadalupe, right?
I do. I have bad. Guadalupe, yes. Vino Vino no more, but no. Monger's is there.
Hey, oh, I love that place so much. They were so nice.
You loved Vino Vino. Yeah.
Eric tried to make a joke at me because they have these people singing. Like, one was a Marilyn Monroe one day. A Vino Vino, baby.
Oh, no. Is that, no, Guadalupe, that's
a really long restaurant.
No, but it's not on the bottom of a hotel, right?
Nope.
That's no. Gino Vino. It's a different one.
So you're good. You're good. Sorry. Thank you. But Vino Vino, I don't know. I mean, that took a turn. But what was the... So Quality Seafood is on the east side, right?
No.
No, it's up north.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like
they
airport.
They supply a lot of cross 35. Restaurants, too. So, yeah, it's up
Am
there.
Am I thinking like Austin? What is the seafood place? Oh, we may have a delivery here from a... okay, maybe not. I don't know. I can't read it, but something might be happening here. Okay. Forget it. So this is confusing a lot of people right now. Sorry, audience.
All right.
Okay. So we've actually covered both of our segments here. So thank you for that. Those were number one, sponsored by Buc-ee's. They just don't know it yet. With
eventually.
Right. And then with our favorite places to eat, I don't know. That's just like sponsored by the pod and good experiences. But like P. Terry's fast food. Here we have my. This is why Pete Terry's.
It's part of your life.
She's a little nugget.
Right.
Aww.
Little nugget. That would be an accurate description.
Yeah.
So Troy is wearing a $300 Grateful Dead shirt.
$300?
I wouldn't pay that. I didn't get it for that, but that's what they're worth. These vintage.
What?
Yeah, these vintage, like Grateful Dead.
Where did you get it?
Originals from Anna's mom.
Really?
Her stepdad was like a Grateful Dead fan.
Really?
And they were like, oh, here, check out this shirt. And it was, I was like, what the hell? And then I started looking at it. I was like, no way. It's like a liquid blue. It's a big like vintage brand or whatever. And so,
wow.
Liquid blue.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty.
Yeah,
it's really, really pretty.
It's so pretty.
Oof.
And how don't that ties say, in is we have, this is Scarlet Begonias. who might not say anything and no one listening will ever know, but my daughter's sitting here, so
yeah,
there you go.
Got the daughter and the dog in the podcast now.
Yep,
there you go, full family event.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, but so favorite places to eat, we went over, and what are the plans, like you're gonna reopen this truck? Like,
yeah, the first 3 months there was no, we wanted to keep it open, but we made a choice a month before we opened the fairground that, you know what, no, like, this is going to be a new step. We're going to have just...
Focus.
Yeah, focus, and just kind of put our head down and just, you know, make it through that. And we did, and we have. And now I think we have the bandwidth to actually start it, you know? And maybe at the beginning we limited hours, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe a limited menu. That's one thing that we learned from the fairground. We actually cut our menu down just to be quick. The lunch crowd there, they want to get in and out. You know,
Yeah, I was there. Like, so we showed up right away this morning. And we sat way far, like I was just like facing like the stairs to go up. Like
okay.
All the tables were behind me. We showed up at 11. I'm like enjoying my soup. We're going over some stuff. And like I get up and I like turn around. It was like packed with people. I was like, when did that happen? Yeah. I was like, you're watching this? But because my buddy was with me, I was like, what the hell? But that is a spot to go. Like there's,
yeah.
Henbit is there. And like you can.
Yeah. Oh, Henbit. Yeah. Henbit is, that's one place that I've been eating a lot because that salmon bowl. Oh, wow.
So just like trade I had it yesterday. There or what?
All the time. We do food trades all the time.
Yeah. What a cool spot to be. I mean, I know you're stopping in other places like 3 o'clock for food.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like you could just like try.
Yeah.
You know, like you could like, man, Monday we'll go ahead and bit. You know, like what's the taco place?
Yeah, Pegaso.
Taco Pegaso.
So like sometimes you'll be home. I'm like, what do you want to eat? Like from here.
Right.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's like, well, I want French fries from McDonald's.
Man. We're actually, I'm so happy that we get a chance to do a quick shout out for everyone there because they all so talented. Yeah. They all so supportive. They've helped us out so much. through the process of opening that location, and they're amazing, man. The quality of the food there is incredible.
It's awesome.
Everyone bakes from scratch in the morning. Everyone's like, we're all doing everything from scratch every day.
That's kind of like what I want to like look into is like, there's a bunch of things happening. Like TLV has been there for a long time.
Yeah, they're awesome too.
So Austin Rotisserie. The taco place is called what?
Pegaso.
You guys are all Little Woo in a giant Little kitchen, Woo, right?
No, we all have our own kitchens in the back.
There's a there's a communal kitchen, but we have our own kitchen.
You have your own kitchen.
And there's like, also another communal kitchen.
But you all like patting each other's backs in a way, or like, you know, scratching each other's backs.
No, I mean, like, hey, I need 4 onions, you know? Right. Something like, we're always helping each other out. Hey, yeah, I ran out of bags. You know, it's great to have other people around because I need something, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we always help each other out, no problem at all, you know?
I think that adds to the experience when, if you know that, like, oh, they're all, like, doing this.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's like, man, like, we're about to open, like, we don't have cilantro, you know? So little things that, you know, hey, and it's back and forth, you know? Like, somebody's always missing something sometimes, and, oh, it's really cool, but we all have our own kitchens. We all have our own fridges, but we do have a communal kitchen when we do, like, bigger events, you know?
So there is a bar. Is it open? Like, how late is the bar open?
I think they close around midnight. The one upstairs, Ellis. They
close around midnight. Sometimes
that's
later.
Right, Ellis. What about the one down right by?
9 p.m., maybe 9:30.
I always say, well, the hours of Fairground are 11 to 9, 7 days a week, but... I always see whenever we're closed, like, sometimes people will still be by the bar. Like, I'm not sure because it's part of Fairground, like,
the bar. Oh, you've seen me there?
I have seen you there.
That would be me. Sir, well, we're all leaving.
Yeah. We're turning the lights off.
Right.
Their drinks are great there, too. It's like, they really are. I think when we went there last time, my friends and I went for happy hour, and we ended up staying for like 6 hours.
Yes.
That day.
Yeah, I remember.
We just kept drinking, like eating, and it was like, before we knew it, it was like, oh.
And then Sophia would take turns. I'd go hang out with you for 20 minutes.
That was cool.
And then I would switch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You knew Anthony, too, so that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they would be catering for him once for his.
Oh, yes, we did. I forgot about that. I met Anthony cutting his hair, which is, I was a stylist when I moved to Austin.
So FYI, Austin's so small in so many ways, right? Yeah.
Like, shout out to my boy, Anthony Pavich.
Yep.
He's out in LA right now.
Yep. Now he's a cool dude for sure. Yeah,
sweet guy.
Yeah.
Well, the Fairgrounds is a very inviting place. Like 11 a.m., you can start drinking.
Yeah,
I was tempted. I did not start. We would not maybe be doing this if I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food was delicious. And I mean, the plan is to get back to, I don't think you said, but like the far out eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I would love to. And, you know, we're really good friends with those guys. You know, they just opened our new restaurant.
1417?
Yeah, where the old Sway used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Cool. It's awesome.
So good.
I don't know about that.
The Sway's out, and
we went there when we got married. Sway,
I knew Sway. Like they sold. Like what was cool about Sway is during the pandemic they owned that, so they sold it to be able to take care of their people.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that was their location.
Like, and I love Sway. Like they had one was in Westlake.
They had one at the Domain, but now it's just Westlake.
And
there's a gorgeous view of the city. But like, so they sold that to who?
Well, the team of the Far Out, some of those guys.
Are you kidding? That's cool.
No, and it's awesome.
They also have, I think, Hopfields is the same kind of group.
No, I'm not really sure about that.
Those are good people. No. But Hopfields good people.
We all know them from the Far Out.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
But we went before they opened. We're hanging out, and we went to we sat in the back in the kitchen and just, we tried a bunch of stuff, and it was amazing. They have this raclette fingers, like instead of mozzarella sticks. Oh, my God. So good.
I love their ceviche. Was it the ceviche that I loved?
Scallop ceviche.
No, everything is perfection. The ambiance is great. I feel like if Sway and Justine's had a baby is what 1417 would be.
And that's on, so 1417.
On First Street. So 1417 First Street, I believe. Is that
boom. Is. Shout out. Yeah. 1417. Check it out.
I'm thinking the name of the studio you work with.
Oh, that's 1916. Okay. There's another show.
There's Studio all these 1916. Things firing off of my brain, but like they're mismatched.
And a lot of new places call their like by numbers. Okay. So sometimes like I'm like, let's go to 1619. I'm like, no, that doesn't exist. I'm like,
but is that open right now?
It's open.
Yeah, cool. It's awesome. Yeah. You should definitely check it out. Yeah, the patio's great. Everything's great.
Where are we eating tonight?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Where did, talk to the wife and see.
Yeah, well, McDonald's. Yeah. No, we'll do something cool. Tie.
Yeah, I thought it was. You guys were calling it tie, so I'm like googling tie.
That was after the second drink. I was like, we're going to tie.
Yeah.
Oh, we had such a great time, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So good.
So exciting. Yeah. Really great.
Well, I will say, I've been looking forward to this podcast, I feel like, for a good minute.
Yeah. We're so glad y'all could find time in your schedule. And
of course.
You know, I'm glad we got y'all in. You know, I've been raving about y'all forever now. It's like, awesome. I tell everybody about y'all.
No, you guys had Ben, good buddy of mine from JNL.
Oh my God,
Ben
Lambert,
JNL.
Ben, yeah, we love you,
I'm
Sarah.
Always rocking a JNL hat. Always.
And he started, like, awesome, when we started in the East Side at the Buzzmill and the Fair Monkey. And oh my God, like, you know, the food, like, that's one I would never get sick of. Man, best brisket. Oh,
I am nostalgic
about pastor ribs. Come on.
No, and the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
I would never order turkey, ever thought about it.
Turkey.
But his turkey is amazing.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, there's certain
places. I was like, wow.
You can't skip the turkey when you go to some of these barbecue spots. Like, they got some good stuff happening. It's like, it's kind of like the ugly stepchild or something. Like, people don't know, but it's like, they just do it so good, and it's so tender and so flavorful. It's
if you want brisket, turkey sounds kind of boring, but it's not. It's actually
I'm like so always good. Like turkey, ribs, brisket, turkey.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all over it.
No, Ben is great.
He's awesome.
Yeah, but come back anytime.
We'd love to.
Literally,
yeah,
doors
let's resurface
open.
This once.
If you're here on the next pod,
maybe we can do a hunting podcast.
Yeah, hey.
You know what? You and I are on that.
Like, we can cook. I'll cook. We all cook.
My God.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
The idea is like that has to happen.
Yeah. Yes, and it's a nice weather.
And Anna and I will take care of the music.
There you go.
She can't watch.
Is there anything I like to do at the end of it? Is like, is there anybody else you want to shout out to? I do want to give a shout out to Huckleberry because they just announced today that they're moving to the Fire Out Lounge.
And a good buddy of mine, he used to work with me and used to work with them. He moved back home now, but
Davis and Reese out there, they're phenomenal people and stellar food. It's like, they're just so great. So I'm really excited about being a little bit closer to that too, because
I haven't been, but I heard very good things about those guys.
You gotta go. You gotta meet them. They're just they're so fantastic.
Wait, are they going to the Far Out?
Yep. Yeah. I heard it today too.
Definitely be there.
Yeah.
Who's going to the Far Out?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. You never
it's like sustainable seafood. It's just
super cool.
They're at Circle Brewery for a long time right now.
Close to the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
But
Reese is like she's like the hospitality part of it. Reese is like the mastermind chef. Like, it's just the perfect
marriage. Yeah, like, it's a great partnership the way they have it. She's more like...
Well, they're married.
Yeah, they're married. I'm just saying, it's like... Nice. Yeah, they just run such a great business, and they're just really cool people. Just,
that's awesome.
They're like some of my favorite. And I really get to eat a lot of seafood when I see them. So it's
my buddy Josh was working with me, then he was working with him, and he's always talked really good things about them. And I know them through him, but I never tried it.
Cool. We're going to go check it out. We'll all go check it out because, y'all need to meet him.
Absolutely.
Anybody? Good. So you want to shout out anybody? You want to shout out?
Yeah, so I really want to shout out for my team because they've been busting their booties off.
Yeah,
and they're so amazing. And without them, there's no way we could have been here.
That's beautiful.
You know, I'm so many shout outs. But hold on, let me grab my book real quick.
No, so that's many awesome. Shout outs.
So
we're very grateful for the community we have. And
No, y'all are just so cool, and we just
thank you.
We love you so much. Thank you for doing this. And shout out. You got to try Austin Rotisserie at 111 Congress at the fairground.
Hey, yes.
All right.
Yes, come back for more.
For sure.
Yeah, or meet us down there.
A bientôt.
Thank you, guys.
Merci.
Peace.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Happy New Year. 2022 is going to be... You fill in the blank. Thank you to Ranch Rider Spirits for providing the official beverage of the Austin All Day podcast. Get yourself a ranch water, a tequila paloma, a Chilton, a jalapeno, and the new buck. Have at it. Cheers.